We are in Come Follow Me, week 31, which is Acts, the rest of Acts. And I want to start in chapter 22, verse 2. And there were a few things. These chapters are super familiar. There's awesome podcasts on them. And so I just read to see if there were little things that were lessons to me. And this was one. In Acts 22, verse 2, it says, "And when they heard that he spake in the Hebrew tongue to them, they kept the more silence." And that just so brought to mind that when we speak people's language, they listen. It's so awesome that God does not send missionaries out to the world. He doesn't say, I will just translate for you. I will just give you the gift of tongues. He sends missionaries out to the world, and he allows them the opportunity to work with him through the Spirit to learn how to speak their language in their native tongue, but also in the language of the Spirit. And it reminded me of President Nelson's talk, Hear Him, where he counseled us that it would be needful for us to know in the coming days how to hear and how to know how the Spirit speaks to us. It had been a week since my dad had passed, and he was the first death in Utah. And conference, there was no audience, and it was just surreal, so silent. It felt so empty, and it was hard. I was really looking for comforting words and a healing balm, and by Saturday night, I was so discouraged, feeling like not a word had been spoken that gave me hope. That was a big opportunity for me to really think through, how does God speak to me? I will wake up to songs going in my head, and I will hum the tune, or there will be lyrics that stand out, and I will go search if I don't know what it is immediately, what the song is, and I'll read the lyrics. There have been times, like at my dad's death, where the song was Peace Like a River, that God is the healing balm and that he gives peace. And so that is one way that is really sweet to me that I've learned that God speaks to me. And I think it is so tender that he talks in a way that we will hear him. Music is a way that really touches my spirit, and I love just pumping good music, and God knows that, so I love that. And I do think it makes us, once we tune in, it makes us listen and hear him. What is the message? What are you trying to say to me? Okay, the next lesson that stood out to me, for me, was in verses, this same chapter, chapter 22, verses 7 through 16. This is the second time that Paul tells the story of his conversion. Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And what stood out to me one time as I was studying this is the reason that is there is, not only is it such a powerful truth to us to realize Alma was the vilest of sinner, Saul stood, and he will say this later on, I held the coats while they stoned Stephen. But it's that guilt has been swept away. And I remember a talk that Elder Holland gave in conference where he quoted, 'Twas who I was, not who I am. And it's so important that we realize God remembers our sins no more. We remember so we can safeguard and move past and become a new creature in Christ, that we can truly change and testify of his atoning power in our life. And I love that we have in these few chapters of Acts, Paul recounts the story three times. And that's such a testimony of guilt being swept away. It's not hard to tell when you know you're a different person, and your whole hope is that your story can benefit others and draw them to Christ and do the same thing for them. So I love that. 18 was another lesson, and the Lord says to him, Make haste and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive thy testimony concerning me. And it reminds me again of Samuel the Lamanite. Get off the wall. Thank you for doing what you've done. Thank you for raising your voice and being an example of me. Leave. They won't hear it. And I need you to go other places where there are people who are prepared. And again, that reminds me of the missionaries. And if you go to 20 and 21, this was another lesson. And it's when the Lord said, depart, for I will send thee far hence to the Gentiles. And it's just that the missionaries, the Lord knows the desires of our hearts. He sends us where we can do the most good for who we are, not to go and humbly submit. That people, those he has prepared, those who are ready to receive the message, if we pray to be used as an instrument in his hand, will be brought to our path, and we will have the blessing and privilege and opportunity of bearing witness of Christ in a way that no one else can. I just went to my nephew's homecoming on Sunday. I guess he's 21. He waited a year, and in Utah, that's a big deal. It's almost like you're admitting that you didn't want to go or something's wrong and you're repenting of something. It's just the trend to go right out of high school. And so there's a real unstated pressure. And when he gave his farewell, he said, when I was deciding to go on a mission, I was ready to get my papers done. The Spirit told me to wait. And he said, I really struggled with that and pleaded with the Lord. I didn't want to wait. I wanted to go. And then he got emotional and he talked about my dad, his grandfather, dying of COVID. He talked about two of his siblings getting married and going through the temple, and talked about the things he would have missed had he been on a mission and how hard that would have been for him. But also that now he could go forward and testify of the knowledge he had of an afterlife, the knowledge he had that God was aware and in that, the knowledge he had of temple marriage and the plan of God, the plan of happiness. And as he emotionally said, I'm so grateful I waited, and I look forward to testifying of those truths that I could not have in the same way if I had gone when I wanted to. And that is such a testimony to me, that God will bring people into our path that we can be used by him and lead them to Christ, shine his light. Another one was in chapter 26, verse 28, and it's when Agrippa says to Paul, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And the thing that I loved about that was remembering President Hinckley's, and I talked about this last week, interview with Larry King. And Larry King quoted that. And I loved, again, this second remembrance and witness of President Hinckley's words, bring all that you have that is good, and let us see if we can add to it. That was beautiful. And lastly, in chapter 28, you guys know the story of the shipwreck in 27 and then the viper biting Paul on the hand. And the thing that came again in verse 28 is miracles follow them that believe. That this viper, he shook off his hand, and that we cannot deny that God has worked miracles in our lives. So look forward to getting back to heaven and seeing the miracles that not even I recognized, and falling at the feet of the Savior and thanking him for all he did in my life that I was aware of, but also that I was unaware of because of my covenants with him. I love that. I hope you know the church is true. And more than that, I hope you know how much our Savior loves you.